Domingo Santana. Ooh, I wanna have ya. Tanaka's Fakata, Jag like Michael Walker, Polanco and Franco.
Ooh, they're gonna execute it to first place. Check batted ball data and swing it strike rates. Raisins are shriveled grapes. Here's Adam's happy place.
And we are getting you ready for the final week. Fantasy baseball season on a beautiful Kokomo Friday. I'm doing like the luau motion, like I'm in Hawaii, but clearly there should be a separate Kokomo motion.
Are you wearing a grass skirt?
I'm not going to comment, Scott. Not going to comment. Adam and Scott.
Got a shell bikini.
Trying to talk a little baseball here and looking at two-star pitchers, what we think will be two-star pitchers. How you doing with that? Feel like you got a good grip on who it's going to be?
No. I spent way too much time trying to get a good grip on it yesterday, and it's just like, here's the thing. There have been so many pitchers introduced in a way that could just be, you know, one off spot start. We don't really know. Like, has a team gone full six man? Was it really just a spot start and there's still five man? I don't even think most of them know at this point. You know,
right?
They're just taking it day by day, which is going to be frustrating. But, I mean, it doesn't have to be. Really, you can make it easy on yourself if you just start your best pitchers and assume everybody's going to make one start. Like, I feel like that's probably the right way to approach it.
Yeah, that's a pretty good idea. We'll take a look at the most added list today. We'll take a look at what's listed as two-star pitchers. But are there any standouts, Scott, from the last couple of days that you would like to talk about?
Sure there are. Let's start with the guy who homered twice yesterday, Kristen Stewart.
Yes,
of Twilight. Detroit Tigers.
Of Twilight. Oh, that Kristen
yeah.
Stewart.
No, not that Kristen Stewart.
Yeah,
no.
Sure.
No, no.
Sure.
This
yeah.
one.
He's got a 370 OBP, and he just hit his first two home runs, but six walks, eight strikeouts in 12 games, batting .256. Kristen Stewart yeah. of the Tigers.
Yeah, he's a guy I've followed in the minors for a while. He had strikeout issues sometimes, and the batting average was never impressive, but I felt like there was tons of power there. I mean, he's hit no fewer than... He's up to 27 home runs now between majors and the minors. He hit 28 last year, 30 the year before. I mean, you don't see a lot of 30-homer guys in the minors, and he was always flirting with that number. And so there's big-time power there. He walks a lot. He's played every day since he came up September 10th, and the Tigers have really good matchups next week. I don't think it's crazy, seeing as he's walking in the majors too, to think you might have cause to start him next week.
Kristen Stewart is 8% owned. He is outfield eligible. And there you go. So let's hope you don't have to start him over like J.D. Martinez. But you never know what the Red Sox are going to do. You don't want to.
I would not start him over J.D. Martinez, yeah. No.
No, but the Red Sox clinched the AL East yesterday.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, that's exciting. J.D. Martinez might have a couple days off next week. I doubt it's much more than that.
I would still take four days
of J.D. Martinez over anybody you could find on the waiver wire or your bench, probably.
I might be a little more worried about Mookie Betts.
Well, except he was awesome yesterday. Two doubles and a homer.
I'm not worried about him playing well. I'm worried about him playing a lot.
He'll play enough.
He should.
He'll play enough. You don't mess with that. Like, I might worry about, and I couldn't really find a good example on the Red Sox, but an example on the Indians, who have also clinched. And, you know, the Astros are going to be there soon, and the Yankees. Pretty much the AL seeding is set already. It's just a matter of playing out
Yankees,
the string.
No, the Yankees A's. Like, that's a game and a half.
Okay, fair enough.
That's a good thing for fantasy owners.
Yeah, it is a good thing. You'd rather them be fighting for something still than not.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't make too much of it, because they're not going to let their hitters get rusty going into the playoffs. So an example from the Red Sox and Indians who I might consider sending is Michael Brantley, who's started like two of three since they clinched. And, you know, he's obviously not on the level of a Betts or Martinez or Jose Ramirez or whatever. So particularly in three outfielder leagues, you could consider sitting him. But otherwise, like right now, Corey Kluber's listed as a two-start pitcher. I have him in the two-start pitcher rankings. Do I honestly think he's going to start the last day of the season knowing they're going to want him in game one?
No way.
Probably not. But, you know, it could be a situation where they give him like a two-inning tune-up start to, you know, just kind of counting as what his bullpen session would be. That kind of stuff happens. So I'm not going to say definitively no, but it's not going to be a normal start if it happens.
And
also,
go ahead.
Tanaka and Luis Severino are both in line to start twice next season, but they're going to want one of them in the wild card game for sure. Not sure which one.
Maybe not.
You think J-Hap instead?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility.
Well, certainly if they're still... Well, I don't know. That's because if they're just contending for who gets to play at home, is that more important than having your best pitcher ready to go in that wild card game? I would think not.
I don't know who their best pitcher is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like that's going to be really interesting. Now, the other thing to keep in mind, like for Kluber, right? The ALDS doesn't start until Friday. NLDS starts on Thursday, both series. But
no.
The ALDS starts on Friday. I don't know that you get a full start out of Kluber on Sunday.
Probably not. But right? That does make it more plausible he would get that tune-up start. Yeah.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
That's still, I mean, obviously you're not sitting Kluber no matter how many starts he's making.
Sure,
so
sure.
It's kind of not worth stressing about, but just something to think about.
But one guy you are probably sitting is Carlos Carrasco because I don't think he's going to make any more starts. So he's going to pitch out of the bullpen. Trevor Bauer is pitching out of the bullpen today, but I think he's going to start, and then Shane Bieber is going to follow him. Carrasco, they say, is going to pitch out of the bullpen. He may or may not make another start. I don't really understand what they're doing, but I think they're managing his innings, Carrasco.
I guess so. Yeah, I mean, he's obviously been awesome in the second half. So that's interesting.
So can you recommend any two-start pitchers right now or no?
Yeah. Well, Derek Holland, for sure, who we talked about, I guess it was Wednesday. He feels like a pretty safe bet to make two starts, and the matchups are fine. I would be okay with Matthew Boyd. It's not clear he's actually going to make two. I mean, it's not clear anybody's going to make two starts, right? But they don't. They only have four designated options for the rotation right now, and since they could have an off day Monday, even though Boyd just started yesterday, he would stay on regular rest if he started Tuesday, and then that would give him a chance to start the final game as well. But I don't feel like he can count on that even. So I don't know. This Carrasco thing is interesting because they're lining him up, obviously, to start game one or two. Would that mean he wouldn't make a start later in the week? Because you wouldn't think he'd go almost 2 weeks without making a start, right?
Dude, I honestly have no idea. You wouldn't think so. But if he makes a start, does he go six innings? It doesn't really matter. But, I mean, it does matter. For, like, a points league,
yeah,
I'd be nervous about starting Carlos Carrasco, especially if he's not going to actually begin the game and can't give you a quality start because he's not technically starting. I don't know that that's going to happen. All I know is
he's following Trevor Bauer, who you know is not going to pitch.
Oh, he's following Trevor Bauer?
Yes.
I thought Bieber was following Trevor Bauer.
Wait a second.
Well, Bieber's following Bauer today.
We'll come in for Trevor Bauer on Tuesday against the White Sox after the latter pitches a few innings. Yeah. I don't know.
I'm not feeling comfortable starting Carlos Carrasco. I'm really not. You know, if I just want ratios, then yeah, I think you'll probably get like a start's worth of innings out of him next week. I don't think in a points league that I'm wanting to do it. Because what we know right now is that he is going to piggyback off of Trevor Bauer on Tuesday. That's all we know. You
That's all we
think
know.
They would throw him again on Sunday, right?
I think they'd want to throw him again at some point next week. That's a long time to go without pitching.
How many games do they have next week, Scott?
The Indians have seven games.
So, and Kluber's lined up for Saturday or Sunday?
Kluber is lined up for Saturday, I believe. Yes.
I suppose it's possible that Carrasco starts on Sunday. But if they are already moving him to the bullpen to piggyback off of Trevor Bauer, I have to have some questions about what you're going to get out of Carrasco on Sunday. I don't want to make this whole show the Carrasco hour, but I do think he's the most interesting decision.
It still seems likely you're going to get 8 innings out of him next week, right?
Right, right.
It still seems pretty likely. Now, it might be 8 innings with zero chance of a win, or virtually zero chance of a win.
Or a quality start.
Yeah. But that would still, I think I'd lean toward using him.
Definitely in a categories league, I think you can expect it. But all right, well, everybody needs to be aware of this weird-ass Carrasco situation. As far as a pitcher standout, Cody Reed is 5% owned. His last two starts have been 5 scoreless with 10 strikeouts at the Cubs, 6 scoreless with 6 strikeouts at Miami. The two starts before that, 9 innings, 14 hits, 9 runs. It looks like Reed would have one start next week, and it might be against Kansas City or Pittsburgh. 5% owned. What do you think?
A lot of good that Kansas City's start did for Matt Boyd, who
I hoped
would make two starts. But at least only 2 of the runs were earned. Now, Cody Reed's kind of interesting because this was a guy who was supposed to be the best player the Reds got back for Johnny Cueto in their trade with the Royals a few years ago. Seems like ancient history now. And just kind of was a disaster every time he pitched in the majors. But he seems to have a good slider. He's been getting a lot of swinging strikes with it lately. I couldn't use him the final week. I think there's a chance he may be developing into something.
Okay. Well, honestly, listeners, we love you, but this is a very tough show. It's hard to give advice for next week when we don't know who's going to be pitching and when they're going to be pitching. But you heard Derek Holland, maybe Matt Boyd as a 2-star pitcher that Scott can recommend next week. If I look at the 2-star pitcher list and some guys that might be available, Joey Lucchesi at San Francisco, home against Arizona. Again, we don't know that he's going to make them.
I don't think it's even going to be him. I think it's going to be Brian Mitchell.
Oh, thanks.
Who most likely ends up making 2 starts for San Diego.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Eflin, if he makes 2 starts, one of them is going to be
at
Colorado.
But one's at Colorado, yeah.
Mike Leake has Oakland and Texas at home. It seems realistic that he could make those. They're lined up for Monday and Saturday.
Felix Pena is lined up for 2. But one of them's Oakland, who he just didn't, he got hit hard by them. Was it just yesterday or was it 2 days ago?
I think it was 2 days ago.
Framber Valdez, I honestly don't think he's a bad option because obviously the Astros aren't expecting him to be part of their postseason rotation. So that's somebody they would lean on the final week. And it's at Toronto, at Baltimore.
Dylan Bundy at Boston, home against Houston.
I would pick him up just so your opponent could pick him up and potentially get lucky against you the way he's pitched recently. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to use him myself.
We talked about that with Bundy on Wednesday. Pick him up, but don't use him. Josh James, not going to be a 2-star pitcher, but we think he's got a good chance, Josh James, to start either at Toronto or at Baltimore next week. 1-star pitcher that you could pick up. Here are your news and notes. The Mets are shutting down Zach Wheeler. Don Mattingly is expected to return next year. Jeff Banister, maybe not, according to the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. Sean Newcomb is having his weekend start skipped and might not pitch next week, so probably avoid Newcomb. The Red Sox finished in first place for the 3rd straight year. That's the first time in their history that they've won the division, 3 straight years. Eduardo Nunez has been out. I think it's a hamstring injury. He's probably not going to play this weekend. That should help keep Devers in the lineup. Wilmer Flores is out for the year with knee issues. Cincinnati manager Jim Riggleman says he'll keep playing his primary hitters. He's talking about Suarez, Jeanette, Votto, and I think Peraza. He doesn't anticipate sitting them next week. I mean, maybe they sit a little, but not like total sits. Jose Abreu likely out this weekend. We thought maybe he could come back this weekend, but probably not for Abreu. And Josh Donaldson sat, but he had played, I think, 2 straight games for the Indians. I'd be curious to see what they do with him. I can't imagine he plays 7 games next week, but maybe 5 for Donaldson?
Yeah, he needs the reps, you know. But yeah, right. At the same time, they haven't been playing him every day already, so.
Yeah.
Five sounds like a reasonable number.
Ramp him up. All right, then. What else we got? All right, Scott, I'm going to give you some players. You tell me if you're optimistic or pessimistic about them going into next year. Dallas Keuchel.
Well, he's going to be a free agent, so we don't know where he's going to land. I think I'd have to be pessimistic just based on that, because chances are it won't be a team as good as the Astros. Mm-hmm. And he has had...
a bad year.
Well, not a bad year, but not... hasn't been good Dallas Keuchel.
He hasn't stood out in any categories. I mean, usually the whip is so good for him, but he's a strikeout liability. He's got a 129 whip. 371 ERA is certainly acceptable, but when you don't get the whip with it and only 11 wins, bad year. Shame, shame, shame. however, he could make two starts at Toronto and at Baltimore next week. Maybe you'll use him. If he's playing against Baltimore, you're definitely going to use him. Optimistic or pessimistic about Yoan Moncada?
Pessimistic.
Can I say bad year for him?
Oh, yeah. It was a bad year. It was a bad year. And I actually, my most recent column written, I don't think it's going to be published until next week, but of the position by position top 20s that I'm doing, he made the top 20, but he's like 19th. And it's just, you know, across your fingers and hope it happens for him this year, because there isn't a lot in the numbers that's encouraging. He does make quality contact when he does make contact.
Right.
But he needs to make a lot more contact.
Moncada batting .231 for the second consecutive season. He does have 17 homers. 11 steals is a little disappointing. Very disappointing, I would say. So Moncada. Scott, pessimistic about Yoan Moncada. How about Tommy Pham going into next year?
I am cautiously optimistic about Tommy Pham, who has looked really good since his last DL stint. His overall line really isn't bad. The batting average is lower than we'd like it to be, but he's hitting for good power. He's stealing bases still. I think he'll be a top 30 outfielder for me going into next year.
I wish he were stealing more. 12 steals in 127 games, like a 15-16 steal pace, whereas Pham stole 25 in 128 games last year. All right, so he's played now the same amount of games. He's played 127 this year, played 128 last year. 306 last year, 270 batting average this year. 411 on base last year, 354 this year. Not completely explained by the drop in batting average, so slightly lower walk rate. 520 slugging percentage last year, 445 this year. Strikeouts are up, 13 more strikeouts this year in one fewer game, 13 fewer steals. But he's just like a roller coaster. Sometimes he's been great, sometimes he's been somebody that you'd want to drop this year.
Yep. You know, in 29 games with the Rays, 339 with 5 home runs at a 1016 OPS. But yeah, I mean, it's been a roller coaster ride, obviously going well right now. I think 2017, when he was MVP level, that's probably the best case scenario for Pham. I don't know. I'd bet against us seeing anything like that again. But I think he's a fine perennial 2020 threat who gets on base a lot. That's a pretty good player.
And that's going to conclude today's edition of Optimistic or Pessimistic. All right, we're going to take a look now at the most added list in CBSSports.com leagues. Most added list. And I know Wade Miley is number one. And I'm thinking the most added list is still going to reflect last week a little bit. Not necessarily the upcoming, or this current week, rather. Not necessarily the upcoming week. Miley is scheduled to pitch on Sunday at Pittsburgh, but he would get Detroit next week. So Miley's 53% owned. Lined up for one start against Detroit.
Nah. Nah, I wouldn't do it.
Williams Astudillo is the number two most added. Oh, I'm not looking at all of the most added players. I'm only looking at the free agents in my league. Sorry about that. But Astudillo is number three. So actually, Adalberto Mondesi is number one, and this guy is on fire. So get him, start Adalberto Mondesi.
Yes.
Wade Miley is number two. Williams Astudillo is number three. Would you start him over the just dreadful Taylor Ward?
I think I'd have to say I would. He's playing at least half the time, Astudillo, and struck out twice all year. So, yeah, I think that's a reasonable choice to make. On the topic of Adalberto Mondesi, who homered again yesterday, he didn't steal a base, but, you know, when he doesn't steal a base, he homers.
Loser.
What?
He's a loser. Didn't steal a base yesterday? Come on.
Oh, I see.
Take the day off? What, are you taking the day off, Adalberto?
Yeah, he's...
Changing your name?
He has been so productive since becoming a true full-time player for the Royals that even though the Royals have the worst matchups of any team next week, he was still second in my top 10 sleeper hitters for this upcoming week. And I pretty much never put a hitter who plays for one of the five teams with the worst matchups in my sleeper hitters. But I just don't see how among the players that are actually available in fantasy, how Mondesi, I don't think he's going to give you a bad week. Just on steals alone, it seems the pace he's doing that, it seems improbable that it's going to be a bad week for him.
Over the last 28 days, here are the top five hitters in points leagues. Christian Yelich with a bullet. Alex Bregman, Anthony Rendon, Stephen Piscotty, and then a two-way tie between Adalberto Mondesi and Justin Turner for fifth. He has been the fifth best hitter in points leagues over the last 28 days, and that's probably not even his best format.
Exactly, because he doesn't walk much, and steals are, of course, in theory, they're of greater value in categories leagues, though I don't think, I think sometimes it's understated how valuable they are in points leagues, at least the standard CBS format that awards them 2 points apiece.
Guess who leads baseball in steals in the last 28 days?
It's got to be Mondesi, right?
Scott?
Wait, Malik Smith?
No.
Oh.
Jonathan Villar. One more steal than Mondesi.
Okay.
In Roto, over the last 28 days, here are your top five hitters. Yelich, Mondesi, Piscotty, Rendon, and Luke freaking Voit. Let's see if he's on the most added list. He homered twice on Wednesday against the Red Sox, and David Price had another terrible start at Yankee Stadium. I will say this about David Price and his start at Yankee Stadium. Incredibly unlucky start. He gave up three home runs that were home runs possibly only in Yankee Stadium. A ball went through Eduardo Nunez's legs that led to a couple of unearned runs. Didn't really pitch that badly. He didn't pitch that well, but he didn't pitch that badly. It was just Yankee Stadium kind of got him. All right, Mondesi, Miley, Astudillo, Ty Buttrey is number four. He's still 14% owned. He's the closer for the Angels. Brad Keller is on this list. He's a two-star pitcher this week, and next week Keller would face the Indians.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Eric Fetty, 16% owned. He's on the most added list. Forget him. Right?
Fetty?
Yeah. All right. G-Mon Choi, how many lefties do they have next week, Scott?
Three.
Sit him. Sit.
Probably. G-Mon they have good Choi. Matchups, though.
Okay. Felix Pena. Felix Pena, tough matchups, Rangers and A's next week, but he's lined up to be a two-star pitcher. Jeff McNeil is on the most added list. Yeah, very good.
Now, the Mets face only right-handers next week, in theory. Obviously, things are going to change. I'm not even sure it matters at this point, though, since Wilmer Flores was the one stealing at bats from McNeil, and now he's out. So... yeah, McNeil looks like more attractive play than ever. It's good matchups for the Mets as well.
Okay, great. So Jeff McNeil, you can go with him. You can go with that. You can do with this. Will anyone else interesting? Yeah, I don't see Luke Voit on here, Scott, but...
Voit, the ball's looking like a volleyball to him right
now. Right. That's pretty funny. I like that.
Yeah,
I think he's their first baseman. He had a little bit of a back issue, I think, recently, so that's why the playing time is down. And I don't know that he'll play every day next week. But, and yeah, what do you think
he's
about
in top
Boyd?
10 sleeper hitters. Good okay. matchups. Three home runs in the past two games and up to, I think, like 10 in the last 23. And that includes a nine-game stretch where he didn't homer. Like, Scott, it looked like he was cooling off.
Scott, you need to understand something about Luke Voit. Luke Voit bench presses 175 pounds with one arm. I swear to you, I saw the video. He bench presses with one freaking arm 175 pounds. That
doesn't sound wise.
No, it's so stupid. He didn't even have a spotter. I didn't even see a spotter when he was doing it. I mean, there was someone filming it. But, yeah, I did. I was very worried about Luke Voit. Please, Luke Voit, don't do that anymore. We know you can do it. That is a look at your most added list. Here's a look at the best app for tickets. Not even close. And that would be SeatGeek. SeatGeek, baby. Use the code FANTASY for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. All right, you want to plan a night out? Or you want to get some tickets to a concert, comedy, theater, of course, sports, playoff baseball, football, basketball, hockey, whatever it is. Any live event you need to go to, you want a fully guaranteed ticket, you want to shop with confidence, you want to go to SeatGeek. Download the app right now, or you can go to SeatGeek.com. I was looking on SeatGeek just last night for tickets to a football game. I already purchased the tickets. Now I'm trying to help my friend find tickets. I said, hey, they got seats in this section. Great deal. Go get them. Use the code FANTASY and get $20 off your first purchase. So download the SeatGeek app, everybody. Again, any type of live event. Tickets are fully guaranteed. It's an amazing app. People absolutely love it. And the code is FANTASY. $20 off. SeatGeek. Life's an event. We have the tickets. So, I mean, we could go through some hitters, but we already have. Peter O'Brien is a hitter we haven't talked about, Scott. He is batting .333, .417 on base, .733 OBP, or slugging rather, for the Marlins in 13 games. Want to check his eligibility. I think only first base, I'm guessing, for O'Brien. But let's find out. Any interest in Peter O'Brien down the stretch? Oh, no, he's outfield eligible. And is he first base? Yeah, first base and outfield.
Yeah, he's definitely first base. He has a ton of power. Like, I mean, and it might be up there with Joey Gallo in terms of how much power he has. But even more issues with contact and the kind of contact that's going to raise batting average. So it's hot right now, but don't love the Marlins matchups next week. In fact, they're pretty bad, so I probably want to use him.
Yeah, you got a little Scherzer on there, a little Strasburg on there, maybe some DeGrom. Right? Syndergaard, maybe?
Syndergaard, yeah.
Okay. This O'Brien's a converted catcher, right?
Yes. Yes.
Just like
Joey Gallo. Diamondbacks got him from the Yankees once upon a time.
Right.
Can't remember what trade that was. But clearly he didn't pan out for them.
All right. And then pitchers. So are you going to trust Robbie Ray? Robbie Ray, in his last six starts, has given up six earned runs. He has three quality starts in his last four. I mean, we know the deal with Robbie Ray. Ton of walks. But right now he's limiting the hits and he's limiting the runs. And he's got the Dodgers next week.
There have been too many walks. But yeah, combined six earned runs in his past six starts. Dodgers, I wish that matchup was better. I wouldn't say I'd automatically start Ray. But I think if it's a league of 12 teams or more, he's probably going to be one of your best options.
Are you going to start Luis Severino next week? So right now, it lined up for two starts at Tampa Bay and at Boston.
Look what he just did against Boston.
Yeah, no Mookie Betts, but seven innings. So like the thing is, Scott, it was a good start, but the swinging strike rate was like 10%. I think you got to start him. I mean, because if it's not, I don't know that it's going to be a two-start week, but if it's not, that means it's not at Boston. And
right.
At Tampa Bay would be the other start.
Yeah, you have to start him.
Tukey Toussaint. Any interest in Tukey Toussaint? 25% owned.
Well, since the Braves are skipping Newcomb's next turn, I would imagine Toussaint will make another turn. And his start Wednesday was probably his best so far. 5 2/3 innings with 8 strikeouts, 3 walks, but it was against the Cardinals, you know, a good team. That matchup likely would be against the Mets, which is pretty good. I'm not, I don't know, I don't love it. I don't love the idea, but I think you could do worse.
How about Heath Philmeyer? Heath Philmeyer is 4% owned.
Well, I'd definitely rather have Toussaint.
Okay.
Than Philmeyer.
How about, let's see if we can see more, Jason Vargas. Jason Vargas has been on fire lately. No? No, no, thank you.
Who's he starting against? Let's double check that.
I got him against the Braves.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, Matt Boyd. Either at Minnesota or maybe two starts.
I mean, let's see if somebody unexpected starts for the Tigers this weekend, because that would, in my mind, eliminate Boyd from starting Tuesday and thus the two-star possibility for him. If he's making two starts, he's one of the better two-start options out there. But like I said at the top of the show, I'm not really sure. I'm not sure you can assume that for anybody.
And Chris Archer, a little higher end here. Chris Archer could have two starts at the Cubs and at the Reds next week.
Yeah, I'm pretty much back on board with him. And I would expect him to make two starts. I don't think there's anyone they're looking to get a spot start there in Pittsburgh.
I mean, you're back on board. Like, take a look at what Archer's done. Three of his last four starts have been quality starts. That's wonderful.
Yep.
Those three quality starts were at Atlanta, but also Miami and Kansas City at home. The other start in there was at Milwaukee. Five innings, six hits, four runs, eight strikeouts. So I do think he's certainly taken advantage of two of the worst teams in baseball recently, the Marlins and the Royals, at the Cubs and at the Reds next week.
Yeah, I'd still use him.
Okay.
Feel like he's trending the right way.
Would you use Matt Harvey next week?
No.
I think he gets the Royals, though.
There was a glimmer there with the way he was using his curveball and getting a lot more swings and misses all of a sudden. There was some hope, maybe. But then
crushed.
He allowed seven earned runs yesterday.
Yeah, that was at Milwaukee. Or was it home against Milwaukee? You know, it was at Milwaukee. And finally, how about Kevin Gausman, Scott? What a confusing pitcher. Probably at the Mets next week. You know, start Kevin Gausman?
Maybe. I'd rather start him than Toussaint.
Okay.
But I would rather start Robbie Ray over Gausman to kind of calibrate that.
So would you say that starting Kevin Gausman would be smart or not smart? Or somewhere
in
between?
It would be neither. It would be something you do if that was the best you could do. And I could see how a lot of people would be in that situation.
Okay. Let me tell you what's not smart, Scott. Making the lottery the centerpiece of your retirement plan. Or letting your friends pick your karaoke song. Terrible idea. It happened to me. Live in La Vida Loca. Terrible idea. also, something I did last night. Leaving the oven on after cooking a meal. That was not smart.
Oof.
Yep. Alla, thank goodness. Well, you know, my wife started cooking. And then I took over halfway through. And just, it was bad communication on our parts.
Okay, so you figured she would go back and turn off the oven.
No,
start.
I just forgot that the oven was on because I personally, Scott, come on now. That's not what I was saying. But you know what is smart? Communicating with your wife, but also going to ZipRecruiter.com/strike to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter.com/strike. Make your hires there, and you can try it for free at that web address, ZipRecruiter.com/strike. Oh, man, ZipRecruiter's great. You've heard a lot about it on this podcast. I see ads all the time. It's the number one hiring site, rated number one, by employers in the U.S. So, ZipRecruiter, really, I think what separates it is that it goes out and finds people for you, right? You're not going out wasting a ton of time scanning through resumes, looking for the right people. ZipRecruiter has powerful matching technology that scans thousands of resumes, finds the people that are great for your job. They have the right skills, they have the right education, they have the right experience, and then ZipRecruiter actively invites them to apply. So you're going to get qualified candidates and you're going to get them fast. You can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strike. ZipRecruiter.com/strike. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Back to fantasy baseball. Nothing really significant in the bullpen. Mets and Nationals played an extra inning game on Thursday and Paul Sewald. got a save for the Mets. I hope he doesn't get another save so I don't have to look up how to properly pronounce Sewald. His name.
Paul Sewage.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of rude.
And the Rays, you know, the Rays are in it. They're hanging around. They had a heartbreaker last night. Sergio Romo serves up back-to-back home runs.
Yeah, Rays. That's why they weren't using him.
There it is. Well, they used him four straight days. And then they gave him off Tuesday and Wednesday. He comes back on Thursday, and he serves up two home runs to the Blue Jays. But I don't know who gets the next save, but Romo was certainly looking like the closer there for a while. All right, so you got some sleeper hitters for us, big man?
Sure I do. Sure I do. Top sleeper hitter for this upcoming week. It's kind of a stretch because he's 79% owned, but Michael Conforto, I think, he's had a huge second half. Only righties next week. Got to get him in your lineup. I also mentioned Adalberto Mejia's. I always do that. I type Adalberto and then Mejia comes out instead of Mondesi. But it's Mondesi.
It is.
He's second. Tyler White. He hasn't been great the past couple weeks, but the Astros have awesome matchups, so definitely want to keep him active. Kristen Stewart, someone who going from some who are largely owned to one who is almost completely available. Kristen Stewart is somebody I like for this upcoming week. Luke Voit. You know, I don't want to give them all away, but there's top 10 sleeper hitters. It's going to be up on the site probably by the time you're done listening.
All right, and we've already covered two-star pitchers, but to sum it up, what is the summation here? Derek Holland versus San Diego and the Dodgers. If you're desperate, Felix Pena, pick up Dylan Bundy, but not to start him, just to keep him away.
Yeah.
Joey Lucchesi is not going to make two starts, most likely.
The summation here is don't even think about two-star pitchers. Don't. Like, I realize I invested time in putting together two-star pitcher rankings, so go ahead and click on it, you know.
Yeah,
Scott. But don't even read the content. Just click on it, go get a drink, come back, do whatever you want to do.
If you live in Cleveland, you don't need any more drinks. They gave out free beer to many, many people after the win last
I didn't necessarily mean an alcoholic beverage.
I know you didn't, Scott. In fact, water. I'm going to raise...
Could be Ecto Cooler.
I'm going to raise my glass of water and take a sip right now. Ecto Cooler, wow. Wow. Now, you should know, my wife and I have sort of a bond over Ghostbusters 2. We love that movie.
Oh, gosh.
And we're thinking about our Halloween costume for our son. It'll be his first Halloween.
Baby Oscar?
Well, no, because, okay, I know this is Ghostbusters 1, but she was reading like a list of...
Which is better, objectively.
She's, more on that in a second, she's reading a list of costumes, and she says Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
And okay. Yeah.
I want that, and she is not interested at all. Like, I've already lost.
I call my son Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, my younger one, since his name's Marshall.
Oh.
Just kind of, like, I use, like, when he's crying or something, I soothe him by saying Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Oh.
Like, that's one of my techniques.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. So, it's a better movie, but I enjoy the second one more because it's more fun. It has cooler music.
Look at you. What was unfun about the first?
Nothing really, but Ghostbusters 2 is just like, it's got slime, and it's like, it's got that awesome Bobby Brown song, and
but
they play the Jackie
a
Wilson
exploding
song.
Exploding Marshmallow Man. 100-foot marshmallow, I don't even know, maybe even more than that. How big was that building they were on?
Yeah, I don't know. It was like 100 floors. Remember, they're walking up all those steps.
So yeah, it's got to be... How tall is a floor? 10 feet? Is that a 1,000-foot Marshmallow Man?
We are running out of time. So let's read some emails if we can. I'm going to try to find some quick ones here. We hate getting a ton of them. Nick from Chicago. Should I drop G-Man Choi for Kristen Stewart?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd rather start Stewart next week than Choi. Not saying you have to start Stewart. Like, I don't want to overhype it, but it could be a good week if you need help.
I'm gonna skip the keeper questions. Try to just find some lineup advice. Sit two hitters from Bill in California. Sit two hitters next week. Conforto, Haniger, Springer, Brantley, Upton, Cruz. Woo, no wonder you're in the championship. Conforto, Haniger, Springer, Brantley, Upton, Cruz. Sit two of them.
I would sit Brantley, and I would sit probably Conforto.
No! He's so good.
I don't want to because he's my top sleeper hitter.
I know.
But those are really good hitters.
Yeah, they are. You can't sit Haniger. He's been hitting very well. Probably can't sit Springer. All right, fine. Next email, JT in Boston. Pick two out of three. Heaney at Houston, Lynn against Baltimore, Barucki against Tampa Bay.
Oh, I don't love any of them. I guess Lynn and Heaney.
Scott's cell phone makes an appearance.
There it is.
Lynn and Heaney,
there
he says.
It is.
This is an email from Matt. I have, in 14-team head-to-head categories league, Osuna and Sir Anthony Dominguez. Should I look at Hirano, Cody Allen, or Cishek to replace Dominguez? I need saves. I'd say Hirano.
I would look to Hirano. He definitely has the best chance of getting saves of that group.
Yes. Okay. Let me see if I can. Yeah, we got time for more. We got time for more. Okay. RJ, championship week. Do, 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 do. What is your question? I'm not seeing a question here. I'm in the championship this week. I was reflecting this evening on my draft choices. I remember choosing Rizzo over Freeman in the moment, with the deal breaker on my mind being that I felt Rizzo would likely earn second base eligibility and that could be beneficial come later in the season. At the end of the day, it likely wasn't a big deal, but what happened? Rizzo got credit for one game early on, but none since. Have game scorers started treating it differently than last year, or have the Cubs been shifting differently? It's from Reed in Iowa. I have no idea. That's something that Chris Towers would probably know.
Okay.
Nick wants to know, Hedges or Astudillo rest of season?
I would take
Hedges or Astudillo?
I would take Astudillo. I'm hedging there. Sorry.
There you go. Yeah,
hedging over Hedges.
Get it.
Yeah.
Shane in Dallas says, Dear Emilio, Judd, and Anthony Michael.
That's the Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Which is apparently not.
I tweeted about
it. Not one of your favorite movies.
That movie sucks, dude. That movie sucks. If you didn't watch that movie as a child growing up, it sucks. I'm in the championship game. Points league. Should I go with a two-start scrub or a one-start stud?
I don't know that you should have watched that movie as a child.
Well, it's terrible. Lucchese, Chase Anderson, Sandy Alcantara, who Shane thinks will have two starts, those guys, that's just maybe not true. Or Aaron Nola, Mike Clevenger, Blake Snell at home. The studs.
Yeah, you should anyway. Like, even if you knew those guys were getting two starts.
Yeah.
Come on,
sure.
Man.
And let's try to do one more from Omar. Do you think Tyler White is slowing down? I've been using White at utility. Should I swap him out for Gurriel, Camargo, or Jorge Polanco? OBP league.
No, sir. I wouldn't do it for any of those three.
Thank you, Scott, for a buttery finish.
Well, Michael Caine had to make a return. It was such a success the first time. So I'm here to tell you a story, Adam. I once knew a man who went by the name Lorenzo, last name Kane, like mine, only spelled differently, no E. I was waiting in line for the toaster oven, currently in use by him. He told me it might be a minute, even asked if I minded. No, sir, I told him. But the minutes began to pass. First two, then four. I assumed he just wanted to make sure it was hot, that he preferred his extra buttery. But that's when the smoking started. See, some men aren't looking for anything logical like taste or texture. They can't be satisfied by mere food, breakfast or otherwise. Some men just want to watch the toast burn.
Is that for Batman or something?
Well, sort of.
Oh, like when he's trying to talk him out of being Batman against Bane?
No. Some men just want to watch the world burn. It's talking about the Joker.
Oh, okay.
Come on, Adam.
That was really good. That was really good, Scott. Ever. That was outstanding work. Thank you.
Had to make a return.
Good job.
I didn't realize my Michael Caine impression was so good, but people liked it.
It's really good. Thank you. And that's a great way to send you off into a Kokomo weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you on Monday. Enjoy the weekend. Good luck.
Ghostbusters 2. You can't even keep their Batman straight.